Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We've got a lot of good stuff going on here, and good morning to everybody for the 7 o'clock hour. Bill Lindsay going to join us here in about 20 minutes or so. We'll talk to – he's got to be jacked up. Those guys – hell, if they win, those guys all get in a ring. Hell, I'd be fired up too. So Panthers, Oilers, game 3 tonight – as split the first two games, and as we've talked about, both overtime games, actually second game double overtime, and games that could have gone either way. If you really step back and don't be a complete homer, these games could have gone, could be 2-0, you could be 0-2. It's been that close, and been some great stories. The Brad Marchand story is just fantastic. Couple of goals, shorthanded goal, game-winning goal, and what he's doing as the oldest player on the team and obviously still playing high level. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's making himself more money next year is what he's doing. Remember that? Boston said, we don't want to give you that contract for that kind of money. Nah, not that long. No, you're getting up there. I understand, man. Every team, no matter how good player has been and the captain for the Boston Bruins, but, boy, they got to be going, damn. Forgot how good that man is. So Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett, by the way, two guys, it's contracts after this year are up. And I got to tell you, for all the whining and complaining, everybody in the hockey world is complaining about Sam Bennett being dirty and playing plays on the edge and dirty. A lot of people calling it dirty. He got 13 goals and 6 assists right now, including 3 goals in these final round of these playoffs. So I get a kick out of Sam Bennett because you know what? For all those fans out there and the writers of some of the teams, because Toronto's still doing a lot of whining up there, like if Sam Bennett, you got a chance to get Sam Bennett, you think Toronto's going to say no to Sam Bennett? Does anybody really think Sam Bennett, how good he's been since he's been here? I hope we can keep him. I do. I hope there's a way that those guys, I mean, it's wishful thinking, take less money and stay with all these players they have under contract. I don't know how much money they have left on this thing, but, man, and what the reputation this team has right now, I love it. How many years have we had teams where we didn't have the talent level or we didn't have the toughness? And by the way, not just physical toughness, mental toughness to find ways to win. And now we get this group of guys. And so now all of a sudden, when some of these writers and podcasters are talking about the Panthers, like, do you really think just being dirty players is how they've gotten a Stanley Cup? Is that what you really think? Why, you talk basically about three guys who you would love to have all three of them. There's not a team out there that wouldn't like to have Tkachuk on your team, Sam Bennett on your team, or Brad Marchand. And two of them, you're going to find out, because they're going to be getting that, the old agent for those two are going to be getting calls to what they bring and the way they've played throughout these playoffs and this postseason, everything they've been able to do. So I don't know. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Like now all of a sudden, well, that's the way it is in sports. If you follow not just hockey, but some of those writers follow all sports, they find out that whether you like it or not, officials and referees let a lot more go. They don't call everything in the biggest games in the finals. They're not going to call everything. They whine about this in every sport. Every sport they complain. And then if they call too much, everybody whines that the officials were the story. The referees were the story. So, you know, whatever. And I get it that especially Toronto wanted more stuff called, and now the Sam Bennett acting, and whether he actually got knocked down or if he just fell down into the to the goalie and got the goal. They reviewed it. I don't know. I don't know if everybody thinks maybe everybody's on the take and the NHL really wants the Panthers to win. I don't see it, but I understand when you're
– Well, I think they want the other side to win.
They're kicking your ass. Huh?
I would think they'd want the other side to win if they had their choice.
But. Hey, listen, man, it's a great story. I get it why we talk about McDavid so much. he is.
If they weren't playing the Panthers, I'd be rooting for them. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're a likable team.
Yeah, they
I
are
agree.
Very likable.
And the way he plays, the guy's a class act. Yes. McDavid's a class act. He skates at a different level. Got great hands.
Crazy thing is the Panthers win two home games here. And we very well may be having another parade.
Well,
they can get these two at home.
I don't know if they have to get both at home.
They don't have to, but if they can get both of these at home, they take major control of the series.
Play great on the road. They are not affected by crowd noise and what people say. And you know,
by the way, did you notice the end of towards the end of game two there that the ice? I mean, guys are falling all over the place. I don't know what was going on up there, but guys were falling all over.
I don't know.
Said something was wrong with the ice.
I don't know. We've had, both teams got to play on it. So I,
so I hear.
So I heard Sabalenka complaining after she lost. Did you see that? After Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff from Delray, congratulations to her.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was good. And by the way, she played Sabalenka?
Yeah, Sabalenka's the best player. And number one player. So instead of just saying, hey, it was a windy day. The top was open at Roland Garros. And she came out and didn't give her any credit. She talked about, that's the worst I've ever played. I made mistakes. These conditions just were terrible. And, you know, anytime somebody says the conditions, I just thought of that. When they're bad, guess what? If it's windy, it's windy for both players. There's not just wind on one side. I love that with tennis players, too, because I have people in my life that won't play tennis if it's too windy. And I go, are you kidding? It's windy for both of them. Well, you adjust. No. I mean, it's come on, man. Well, you want to play on a perfect day? Like, sometimes we got to – if it's windy for a few days, you still want to play. But, yeah, she's making excuses. So she came out. The following day, she came out yesterday and realized she's getting ripped for not giving Coco Gauff credit, that she was hitting the ball, spraying it everywhere, did not look like the number one player, and Coco Gauff had something to do with it. But a bad look. Bad look. She tried to cover it up and go, look, I was emotional, and if I didn't give her enough credit, I'm sorry, but everybody knows that. And then, like, I think she doubled down, like, that's the worst I've ever played. Yeah, you didn't look like. Yeah, you did. You sprayed it everywhere. Double fault. Big points. I thought maybe it was a little bit of that was the pressure of playing in those bad boys. You know what I mean? Maybe. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't mind you talking about tennis today, by the way, because that final yesterday was good TV.
I was
waiting. Whether you like tennis or not.
Yeah. Well, you got
that was good TV.
You got like tennis, but.
No, I don't know, man. That was fun yesterday.
They were so evenly. You know, that's kind of the theme this morning, man. Evenly matched.
The other guy choked, though, right?
I don't know if he choked. He's just back from a long suspension, and I'm guessing you can't get in shape for five sets like that.
Is he steroids?
I don't
know. So what he was suspended for?
I don't know, but I always love when one of these guys gets busted and, you know, whatever it is. I know a lot of players thought 3 months was not enough, and one of them was Djokovic, who was complaining about the guy took something you're not supposed to. What is this, a vacation? What the hell are we doing, man? He gets back in time to play in the next major? Are you serious?
So. Says he reached a settlement with the World Anti-Doping Agency over his two positive doping tests last year.
Yeah. That's another reason, I think.
So he's off the juice now, you're telling me? So he sucks?
Well, he's not off the – he was really good. I mean, he
– yeah, but maybe if he was on the juice, he would have had enough power to finish up that third set there.
So
you know?
So here's the funny thing. He didn't lose a set until – yesterday he lost three in a row,
yeah.
So he wasn't playing that long. You can do the math. You play three sets, you don't, you know, or win three sets, 3-0.
That's what happens when you get off the juice, man.
You're playing 2 hour matches, and now Alcaraz goes, "Oh hell no, we're gonna drop. I'm gonna drop shot the you know what out of you. You're gonna run, and I can hit the ball just like you can. Except I'm a little more used to these five setters than you are." So comes back. There's that theory out there that. He did look a little tired. I don't know, but when he lost that 5-3, 40 love. Good God. Three chances to shut it down and lose that game. Crazy. So a lot of good stuff going on, man. If you like sports in general, you like them all. Maybe I grew up liking everything a little bit too much there, but a lot of good stuff. Hey, by the way, the other story coming in. Not that we have any answers for you, but we're going to try. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Maybe he can explain a little bit more of the NCAA settlement that was just finished up. And then he can talk a little bit about what the president wants to get done with the new presidential commission that's been put together and talking to some people and trying to I got to tell you, man, anytime with all the stuff that president has got on his agenda right now and all the crazy things are going on in the world, that he's got time for this, God bless him, to go out and golf with a couple guys from college football and try to fix it. See what happens there. Anyway, there's a lot of things to fix on that. I'm not sure the president of the United States can fix that one. That's going to be a tough one. I guess they're going to get into transfer portal.
At least it's what we've been saying all along. All the salary movement, cap would be good for
the cap.
But I don't think it's going to be enforceable.
So how you still can't another control. But here,
yeah, because you can't control the outside
money.
No,
you can't control. You can't control rich people that have money and want to give it. And if a guy calls a coach and goes, hey, he goes, yeah, we ran out of money. He goes, no, we haven't. How much you need to get this done? And then they're going, well, if it's still a business, because these guys can, these athletes have marketing people and go out and still get them deals. And then people just want to give money that love their universities. It's some crazy stuff. How you're going to police all that. I get you can police all money you're given. And by the way, if they're going to cut that $20 million, a little more than $20 million per school, how are they going to fix that with all the different programs? Because you're still going to give your best baseball players money. You're going to give your top female basketball players money. You're going to how are you going to take care of that? If that money is supposed to be for the whole program, how in the hell are you going to do that? And how much time do you have to get down to that in the cases of some of these programs? What we see that Ohio State went over $20 million on football alone. So now that's their budget for everything, basketball and all their other sports that Ohio State's good at to get top players, both men and women, in all their programs. Don't tell me this thing ain't going to get a little dirty on the outside. It's going to get not gray, Woody. It's going to get dark gray is what it's going to get. All right. Anyway, try to figure that one out. Good luck. Anybody out there that wants to try to tackle that one, good luck trying to figure that out. It's got so many holes and leaks and problems in it. It's crazy. But I'll tell you what, that commissioner for SEC, he'll get it done. What's his name? Greg Sankey? Is that him? Greg Sankey?
Yep.
He'll get it done.
The commissioner of college football.
The commissioner. Yeah, the commissioner of college football. By the way, commissioner, and the only thing he's concerned with, only thing. Do you see they came back? Big Ten and SEC said, we want most of the playoff spots. Why don't you just take them all? You guys just play each other.
They could, though. That's the problem. The Big Ten and SEC could break off and do their own thing if they wanted to, right?
Do they really just want that? Is that what they want?
I mean, yeah, like you could see super conferences happen. Remember that was when they did all the realignment stuff? They started talking about those super conferences. If each of those conferences took 20 schools, I don't even know how many are in them at this point, to be honest. But if they each took 20 schools, there you go, man. There's your top 40.
There is a lot of different parts to this thing that are going to be really, really interesting going forward that we'll talk to Dan Radakovich about coming up here in the next hour. Right now, though, with Billy Lindsay just about ready to join us, I want to talk to you about something that's really important. The bad news is, sooner or later, if you're active, you're going to get injured. 99.9% sooner or later, if you're competitive, and team sports, individual sports, doing hard workouts, you're going to get hurt. You are. The good news is we got Baptist Health South Florida Sports Medicine Program, one of the best in the country. It's taking care of Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from all over the country, come here to either get a second opinion from our top specialists that we have or to get their surgeries done. When you have a bunch of top-notch specialists for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand specialists and back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, even full-time Achilles doctors. Boy, one of the injuries, nobody apparently stretching that Achilles anymore before they go out and play. It's killing pickleball right now, the Achilles, man. That sport's gotten very dangerous out there. Hey, just want to let you know, the good news is, they're going to have time to take care of all of us at Baptist Health South Florida in that great sports medicine program with three great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County. So easy to get to. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Dr. Swartzen says one goal, man. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This hockey update is brought to you by Deck and Drive, the official brick paver installer of the Florida Panthers.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's wide. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. A pass ahead. Well, no, Marchand. A breakaway. Hits it. Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game two. 5-4. The series is tied and a game apiece.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
What a finish. Wow. 1-1. Game three tonight, 8 o'clock, Amaranth Bank. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, joins us this morning. And, boy, I tell you what, you talk about getting your money's worth. And if you're just sitting back and just a hockey fan and you don't really care who wins, that's as good as you can get for two games, because either team could be up 2-0 at this point.
It's been good hockey, Joe. It's epic for the finals, and it's a tough trophy to win. And it's being proven out here with these two teams, the Edmonton Oilers and the Panthers. The Panthers lost that opening game, and Edmonton got the overtime goal, and we had to go to double overtime in game two. And
wow.
Kind of holding your breath, but Brad Marchand, wow. Can you say more about this guy and the character this guy brings to a hockey team, and leadership and the gumption when it takes to get it and matter the most? He wants the puck on his stick and ends up with that breakaway goal. And we come back here to beautiful South Florida and got a game tonight, and we're all tied up at one.
I've been into this thing lately of finding out what they're saying in Edmonton and Toronto, because nobody cries and whines like Toronto's people up there. So they've been so Sam Bennett is now the new bad guy. You probably know the play's on the edge. The officials are afraid to. They're calling. They won't call anything because it's the playoffs, and they should. And bad acting. Like he's getting crew. And now they're on. You know, Marchand and as Tkachuk is the three of them. So I love it physically. They're talking about like we have a real physical team, but you don't just get by being chippy and dirty to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row. You got a lot of talent. You're well coached. There's a lot of good things with this team. It's just incredible that we become the bad guys of hockey.
We should have the bad boys. You know the bad boys movie? Bad boys.
Right. What are you going to do? So how do you look at it? Are we that? Am I missing something? Is Sam Bennett, I haven't seen it as badly as everybody's talking about.
No, it's well, yeah. The other incident again with Stuart Skinner, the goaltender, kind of gets pushed and tripped, but he's always in the blue paint. Where do you score goals? Where's the puck right. Going to go? It's going to go in front of the net, and that's why Sam Bennett has an NHL record for road goals and 13 goals in the playoffs. That's the most ever by a Florida Panther. If you want to go after that guy, I'll take it any day with the way that he plays, and every other NHL team would love to have him. The way that he's going to that net. The way they skate and the belief. And he plays edgy. You don't want to go. He's got a snarl on his face, and that's what you want at this time of year. So all credit to us and to him for just battling through it and continue to go. It's not going to bother him. It doesn't bother Marchand, anyone. It's for all the beat writers and everyone out there to make some noise. But inside that locker room, it's cohesive, and they're not worried about a thing other than trying to win a game.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, both those guys can make a little money, huh? This doesn't hurt being free to get a new contract when this is said and done, huh?
No, you know, Joe, it does not.
Yeah,
no.
I'm guessing Sam's fine. And all these phonies that don't want him and he's a bad guy, wait until he's a free agent here pretty soon and all of a sudden how many teams are going, he sure looked good. He doesn't look good down there, but he looked good on our team.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to re-sign him. He's a big part of our DNA. We'd love to see him stay down here in South Florida. So, Bill Zito and That's something that we're trying to get done shortly after the Stanley Cup. If not, he'll see some suitors on the free agent market, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. We got to live right now in the what's happening today and this evening with game number three.
Hey, Bill, help me out now. Top line hasn't scored, especially in 5-5. We haven't had a lot of 5-on-5 success. Barkov and Reinhardt. You worried about it, or is it just have enough that these guys don't have to heat it up? If they're with the way the other lines are playing.
I'm worried about it a little bit. That's something that has to get going. Barkov and Reinhardt, those are some of your key guys, and Verhaeghe. You need those guys to score goals. And you look at our top six, along with Tkachuk and Rodriguez, there's not much going there outside of Bennett. You need more production in your top six going against this Edmonton team. And Drysdale, McDavid, they're superheroes, super players, and they've been doing a little bit of everything in this series, and you've got to match up defensively. It's a tough matchup. At times it looks like maybe we've been a little bit over-concerned, or some of our top guys, with just shutting down McDavid
right. And
not going and being forceful and aggressive yourself towards the offensive end. But you go throughout a seven-game series, and if you expect to win, your top players are going to have to produce somewhere along the way. They're going to have to give you goals. They're going to have to give you the points, the minutes, kind of the energy, and to wrap it up. I'm not worried about it. I still believe that it's there.
Yeah.
But you're going against their top players. If their top players are doing something and hurting you, you're going to have a response from some of your top six.
Tell me about Big Bob. 84 saves in these two games, including some, late in games, man. Could have lost, earlier if Big Bob's not making some great saves. I'm just curious, how do you think he's played overall?
It's been really good. That last game, the expected goals are wild this series. They've been up around, 6.78 for Edmonton last game and 5.5. So the goaltenders are getting tested. There were 21 high danger chances against Bobrovsky. And at the start of the second period there, where they were still kind of leading and we were crawling back into this game, Bobrovsky made two outrageous saves right at the start of the second. Then we tied up and Marchand got the shorthand goal, then McDavid comes down on a partial breakaway, spins off Lundell. He's been phenomenal, everything more than advertised, just getting a toe on it. And then when it matters most, he's coming up with goods. He's been the better goaltender so far in this series, and it's been a tough series because you are on both ends. You're facing a gluttony of chances.
Yeah, so getting back to the McDavid thing, You got to be careful, right, to not be too aggressive and leave. He's so damn fast and so talented. I guess that's always in the back of your mind for Barkov and some of those guys. So you do think it affects some of their offensive game?
You got to think about it. Yeah, every time you step out there, where's McDavid? Where's he going to be on the ice? And sometimes it just maybe takes away from what you're trying to do offensively, especially when you lose the puck in the offensive zone, they start to swing and go the other way, and you always want someone swinging with McDavid because he's so fast. You want a forward swinging with him to try and match his speed to allow your defenseman to have some good gap control. There's just a lot that goes into it, and you do and it brings some thinking into the game, which maybe at this time of year is not the greatest thing because you're wondering and thinking and just not reacting. There seems to be a little bit of, when I watch Barkov and Reinhardt and those guys, that, okay, well, where is McDavid? We're thinking right. Where he's at. Just react. At this time of year, just react and play the game. Let your natural instincts take over. It hasn't been just outrageously bad, but I hope it gets better, and it has a really good chance. Barkov's just too much character through and through. Same thing with Reinhardt. That these guys aren't going to be able to find the score sheet and do something here when we get later into this series.
These teams just seem so evenly matched, especially, obviously, the 1-2 punch at Draisaitl and McDavid. But they've got some extra depth. They're getting some good play from some other guys as well. What do you think is the biggest thing tonight to get off to a good start at home? Give me some of your keys for tonight.
Well, you have to come out of seven-step forecheck. We've seen it in the second period a lot for the Panthers in this series. For whatever reason, the second periods have been brilliant. That's what we're used to seeing from the Panthers for like 45 minutes of a hockey game, not 15, 20 minutes. That's where I give Edmonton some credit. that they've been able to diffuse that and come back with some offense of their own. But if the Panthers can get back into that heavy forecheck just a little bit more consistently, you can see the Oilers start to wear down, get a little bit tired, and when you play in their own zone, McDavid and Draisaitl can't do much. They're not going to have the puck. So it has to be that quick start. You'd love to get off that lead and just kind of build off it. We haven't seen any separation in this series.
Right. It's a good one.
As far as, it's 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, everything. The lead changes have been just going back and forth. The emotions, the roller coasters. Panthers would love a 2-0, a 3-1 type of game to go their way. Really close defensively, hard fought, grinded down deep in the corners, and just try and really see what this Edmonton team is kind of made of if you bring your hard hat and lunch pail all game and just don't give them any room to breathe.
You think Paul Maurice, you don't think he makes any changes, right? He tries to shake things up in the lines a little bit, or you expect him just to stick with what got him there?
Unless A.J. Greer is healthy. I believe A.J. Greer, once he gets healthy, probably comes back into the lineup on that fourth line. Outside of that, it would be status quo.
Yeah.
So he likes that 1-4 line with Gajewicz, Nosek, and Greer together when they're healthy and ready to go. If Greer's able to play, there's probably a good chance that he gets back in the lineup. Outside of that, he might tweak something up front. I'm not sure, but Verhaeghe and Rodriguez switched spots last game between the Tkachuks and Bennett lines. I'm not sure if that'll be the same again this evening, but he really manages from game to game, period to period, really well. He makes adjustments and understands, and now that you've had a couple of days to look at some tape, they'll be yeah. better, and they'll be more on top of everything they're trying to do.
Well, they'll be screaming for him tonight at Amaranth Bank, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Billy, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on, as always. Thanks.
You got it, Joe. Yeah, I'll be rocking tonight. Let's go.
Well, can't wait. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, with us to get us all set up for Game 3 tonight. If they're anything like the first two, we are in for one hell of a late night tonight. So you may be a little bit tired tonight after this game. But I'll tell you what, I can't wait. We got to get some guys going. And Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand, you know, we always talk like, all right, who's going to play well in the finals? And, you know, here we are talking about Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand. Big Bob also making a lot of clutch saves. All right, we've got to go to break here. We're running a little bit late like we usually do. That means it's time. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, will join us in 8 o'clock hour. NCAA getting ready to make a lot of changes. We'll get caught up and get the University of Miami's Athletic Director, find out what he thinks of what could happen and some things he might like to see happen with what looked like the President of the United States putting together a committee to really jump into some improvement. All right, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've had it, it's not fun. But I got to tell you, a man in my 60s, it's normal. You know, I'll be honest, when you have it, we have ED and low T, and I mean full-blown, I'm talking about no energy, no sex drive, nothing. I mean, nothing was happening around Joe Rose. It was a mess. And you're like, wow, you don't know where to go. You don't know where to turn to. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic was such a home run for me, starting with low T, then followed by ED, which usually follow each other around. If you're going through it right now, it happens to men in their late 30s, early 40s, on to 50s, 60s, 70s. At some point, every man out there is going to have full-blown ED and low T. And when you have it, you can get rid of it. You don't have to go, well, this is it, retirement, honey. You're now my best friend. Atlantic Men's Clinic can make it a lot more, man. It really can. Turn back the clock, get your sex drive back, get your energy level back up. You know how this works, man. Energy level good. You feel more like working out and being active, which keeps your weight down. It's all connected, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic can get it started for you. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. You get the T, the PSA test done. You meet with their professional staff. They put you on a program that's perfect for you, and you get great results quickly. That's what it's all about. You get great results the safe way, a professional way, and they follow it and make sure they do testing to make sure everything that you're getting, the maximum protection and benefits out of everything they're doing. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, big news for our wrestling fans here. We do cover everything on this this segment here. So WWE has officially announced that WrestleMania 42, they are heading back to Las Vegas, Joe.
Of course.
They had a monster event there this year over two nights, and they're heading back. I think Vegas is just the perfect place for everything.
Vegas is perfect for wrestling, UFC, boxing, if you're going to have a right. That's the place.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I was just perusing through Twitter here, and I saw that a couple of YouTubers got into a gunfight right in front of the Bellagio fountains. Apparently, like, YouTubers are like rappers or something now these days, and they're, like, going out and killing each other.
The YouTubers are like gangs now.
They got it on video.
Huh.
A guy got attacked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where we are, those old YouTubers.
Don't mess around, man. All right, here you go, Joe. This is kind of tied to everything we've been talking about this morning here. The new royalties for EA Sports College Football 26. This is really weird. Compensation will now be determined by how often teams are used in gameplay.
That makes sense.
They will take a percentage for each institution based on the games played for that institution as a percentage of the total games played across all institutions. I don't even know if this makes any sense. This percentage of games will be played will become the final allocation percentage for each school that will be applied to the total gross royalties for all institutions received. I think long story short, meaning the teams that get played with the most are going to get paid the most.
Right.
Which is really, really weird to me.
So if you
have
a popular team.
Yeah. So the small schools get screwed again.
Yes.
Even in the video game, they get screwed. So it's just like real life.
By the way, you think that there's a chance when Sankey's talking to Donald Trump that he's going to bring up some of the small schools? You think he's worried?
Yes, I do.
Go, you know, I know, Ms. President, you're close to FAU, you know, it's in, you know, but
it's close.
Can't worry about them.
No, I don't think that'll be an issue. It'll be a very small check those schools are going to get, man. All the alumni for those schools need to play as their own teams here.
I can't wait to see.
So weird.
Well, at least they're trying to do something. I guess they're actually going to look into the transfer portal and the whole thing. Everything everybody's been complaining about, timing of transfer portals, the amount of transfer portals, how many times can you use a transfer portal. I'm sure all that stuff is because there's a lot of good players leaving going, yeah, I know I'm a good player, but our team's not very good. I'm going somewhere to make some more money.
All right, let's jump off of sports here for a moment, Joe. Did you happen to see the Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap?
No.
That was released over the weekend?
No.
On Friday, 5,000 bars of Sydney's bathwater bliss, what they called it, made by soap maker Dr. Squatch. You know what it was, right? It was a bar of soap that contained actual bathwater from Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, God. Really?
This is kind of crossing the line of creepy.
Yeah.
In the next 24 hours, however, Joe, the bars sold for more than 30 times that on the secondary market. Remember, there were only 5,000 of these made, so I guess people flocked to get them. They sold out in minutes, it said. StockX had 18 sales for an average of $251 each. Three bars were sold on eBay Saturday afternoon for an average of $364 each.
Why?
Each soap bar comes with a certificate of authenticity that attests to the fact that the item is genuinely made with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater.
Okay. Weird, man. It's a weird one.
Are you familiar with her work?
No.
I'll show you her work.
She dirty?
During the break here. No. I mean, no, she's in a bunch of shows and movies. Oh. She's like the most famous actress going right now.
I know who she
not
is.
Not on your tabloids?
I would.
You're on a Kardashian-only diet on your tabloids?
You know what? I've cut back on all that stuff. Just
I can
you.
Tell. I'll show you her cut work. I'll back. Get you a little more familiar with her during the
But still, why would somebody here? Want her?
I'll show you why.
I don't care what you why.
I'm going to show you anyway. All right. This was also pretty cool here. So Derrick Henry was on with Dan Patrick. And as you know, Dan Patrick's in like every one of Sandler's movies.
Yeah.
So Derrick Henry came on and was like, oh, I'm a huge fan of Adam Sandler. You know, they started talking about him. And Dan Patrick said if you rush for 2,000 yards this season, that he will get him in a Sandler movie. So Sandler reached out to Derrick Henry. Here's what he had to say.
Yo, Derrick, I just woke up. You know that. That's why I look disgusting, on top of the fact that I am disgusting. But I love you. Congrats on everything, baby. 2,000 yards plus this year gets you not only in the movie, but we have a nice dinner together and talk about Dan Patrick's facial hair and how hard it is for him to grow it. I love you. Keep it up. This guy says hello.
Oh, this is it.
Apparently, he's itchy this morning. He's scratching himself on the wall. I'm in a hotel right now. I'm sure you've been in a few. Okay. Love you, buddy. Take care. Again, sorry for the disgusting face. Woohoo!
That's cool.
So there you go, 2,000 yards. It's probably doable. You almost got to it last year.
I don't know.
We have what was the number? 1921 last year.
By the way, that guy, you want to talk about guys that have kicked Father Time's ass? That guy's still running the way he does. He's in the 30 club right now, right? 30-year-old club? I believe he is.
Got to be real close, yeah. All right, Joe. And our final one here, from one big horse to another. Sovereignty won the Belmont Stakes over the weekend. This, of course, after he decided to skip the Preakness due to load management.
Yep.
I'm going to just come out and say it. This is absolutely cowardly. You're going for the Triple Crown, and you sit out the middle rate. What a bum.
I think it had to do with injury, right?
No, I don't.
Recovery?
I think this was...
Afraid you're going to lose? Is it? Come on.
I believe this to be kind of one of those exaggerated injuries that we talk about. When a guy, like, he could go, but he just doesn't. We talk about that a lot in sports now.
You know, you understand, though, if a horse breaks down and it's not ready to go, that... it has no value, like they kill him. You know that, right? They don't.
What?
They want to make sure it's safe. There's horses. Why are you laughing, dumbass? I'm telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
Like, they got to be careful. These things are valuable. These horses are very valuable.
I understand that, but I'm sure he can have other purposes after he's
so
finished.
The owner goes, always be cautious. If you think he's not ready to go, that horse's not ready to go, don't run it. He goes, all right, we'll wait a race.
But this is the Triple Crown, man. You gotta sack up and get out there and run.
There's a big picture there, Woody. There's potential for lots of money.
These horses always looking after themselves, man. There's no more team anymore.
By the way, horse has no say-so, jerky. See, now you do this, and then people out there really think you don't know that.
Well, who else has a say in it? Is it jockey?
Well, you think
does
the horse
speak to the horse?
Well, you think the horse horse won't run today? He said, nope, I'm still tired. Won't even eat right.
Well, how
now.
Do they know that he didn't want to run then?
They check it.
So that would be my follow up question. Like, how if you don't think like the horse can communicate to that extent, how do they know that he didn't want to run? Maybe his dream was to go for the Triple Crown.
Why don't you move on, jerky? Instead of the stupid stuff you're talking about.
But it is possible his dream was to go for the Triple Crown, and they screwed him out of it.
I'm not even saying anything. You just keep yapping.
Okay.
You just keep going. This is what gets people at Gulfstream all upset. You start doing this stuff. This is what does it.
We're staying, by the way, like right down the street from Gulfstream. I might go over there.
Why? You'd be
away. Watch some horses.
Yeah?
I know, obviously, learning a lot about the sport now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're just really into it. Hey, we got to go to the 8 o'clock hour.
See how many of those horses sit
out. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, will have a lot better stuff to say than what you're talking about right now. Beverly's Jewelers, good every day, too, man. I love talking about Jeff and Amanda and the family at Beverly's Jewelers. Ready to make sure you have a great experience for your birthday, anniversary, or any other special present that you need to get. They got something for everyone. You know, I've been going there 35 years to Beverly's Jewelers. I go back to get an engagement ring for my wife, man. Beverly's Jewelers, man. Been my jeweler for a long time. They got an incredible offer going right now. I don't want you to miss, and I mean it. If you need, for whatever reason, a diamond engagement ring, that's one of their many, many specialties. They got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Think about that. You've been saving up thinking you got to spend all this money, and you don't. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal's only for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers for a long time. I know you're going to have a great experience. I know they have something that is perfect for what you need for a special occasion coming up, including the diamond engagement ring in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.